When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell's show on demand on the iHeart app, and you can listen to what you missed. And we are going to talk in just a moment with Bill Assaly. He's the Republican from Riverside, Assemblyman, and he decided to call out all these fake, phony frauds in these activist groups, specifically Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Wow, that's seven words there. And he had this bill which would add 10 years at least to any sentence if you used a gun in commission of the crime. Extra 10 years enhancements. And you would think gun control groups, anti-gun groups, who want to restrict law-abiding citizens from using guns, would be happy to put away citizens who commit the crimes. We're not law-abiding, right? They actually used the guns during the crime. No. Looks like Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Gun sense does not include putting people in prison longer for using guns. They don't see any sense in that. So let's get Bill Assaly on to talk about it. Bill, how are you?
John, I'm good. How are you?
This is great. I love this one. First, this is Assembly Bill 3037. I have a lot to ask you. So first, explain what the bill is specifically. What would it do if it ever passed?
It's really simple. California used to have a gun enhancement. It was called use a gun and you're done. If you possess a gun in the commission of a serious felony, you get 10 years. If you pull the gun out and use it, you get 20 years added to your sentence. If you discharge the gun and you hurt anybody, you get 25 to life added to your sentence. So what did the sneaky Democrats do a few years ago when they're trying to empty the prisons and keep people from going to prison? Is they left the gun enhancement. What they did is they passed a law that says if any sentence could result in 20 years or more, the judge has to dismiss the enhancement. So all yesterday, I was going back and forth with these idiots on the public safety committee. They said, we still have the enhancement. I go, right, the judge is required to dismiss it. And so these are the games that they play.
And they think that they'd win that debate, huh?
Oh, she kept Democrat Eloise Reyes kept asking me, yes or no, don't we have a gun enhancement? I go, not when you're sentenced.
What was the name of this woman?
Eloise Reyes.
Eloise Reyes, she thought she cornered you with this yes or no. Don't we have a gun enhancement law? It's like, yeah, but the judge is not allowed to use it. Wow.
Isn't it true that you get the gun enhancement if you commit, if you had a gun? I said, not if you pull it out. If you pull out the gun, it's not going to apply. So the reason I got really mad at this group, Moms Demand Action, because they come into my office all the time. They wear these red shirts and they look like these concerned moms. And they come in here and they advocate for all kinds of bills that really do nothing other than punish gun owners. So I said, okay, while you're in my office, I'd like you to look at my bill, which is going to go after gun violence and put away bad people who use a gun. And they said, well, take it to our leaders. And they never got back to me. So when I went to testify, yesterday, the room was packed. There was about 30 of them in the committee room, all with their shirts. And I said, take me to your leader. And I said, why are you not supporting my bill? They were there to support a different bill. I said, oh, it's not up to us. We have to listen to what our town says. Our town is some group. I looked them up. They're a subsidiary of some Michael Bloomberg group.
Oh,
Second Amendment, anti-Second Amendment group.
Yeah, yeah, he's a fanatic about guns. Yeah, they are phony. You know they're all in business just to make money because all these groups get a lot of donations from idiot billionaires like Michael Bloomberg, and then they pay themselves six-figure salaries. It's just all a racket.
It's a racket, and then they go find these moms. Maybe some of the moms in this group think they actually are doing something because the ones that come meet with me, they're not sophisticated. They get a fact sheet, and they're told, go into this legislator and read this paper to them. They're not the people making decisions. And so I feel bad. They're using those moms, and they're preying on other people who think this is a legitimate group.
And they're intimidated from confronting their leaders and saying, hey, this doesn't make any sense. We want the bad guys to be put in prison for longer. I mean, this is
exactly.
They're so transparent and they're so crazy. They want to take guns away from normal people who use guns to defend themselves if needed, right? If somebody breaks into your house, you have a gun. Most of the people I know who own guns have one to defend themselves if they're broken into.
Yeah.
I don't have one because I'm afraid I'd blow myself.
You should get one, John, because the police aren't going to protect you anymore. So we have to protect ourselves, honestly. Gascon is not going to save you.
I know.
You'll like this. So when I was testifying, the Democrats said, well, what's telling to me about your bill is that the Brady Foundation and Moms Demand Action are not here to support it. So that tells me there's something wrong with this bill. And
that's a stupid remark.
Watch the video.
That's a really stupid remark. He thinks
really
he's being clever.
And I said, well, I don't really care what some fake leftist group has to say about my bill. And they grasped their pearls and there was an audible gasp in the room that I insulted one of their holy groups. And then the SACB wrote a whole article about it today.
Yeah. No, they are a fake group, a fake leftist group. I noticed the little backwards insult that the SACB had. Did you notice that? Assemblyman Bill Assaley, known for creating soundbite-worthy controversies, supporting conservative causes. Well, that sounds like a straightforward, non-biased, objective news article, doesn't it?
Well, that little reporter that wrote it, she chased me out of the committee room and she put her cell phone in my face and recorded it and said, sir, you attacked moms who are concerned for their kids. What do you have to say about this? I mean, she thought she was confronting me. And I said, I'll say it again. They're a fake leftist group. They only care about stripping Americans of their Second Amendment rights, and they don't really care about combating gun violence. They're an arm of the left. So I'll say it again.
Yeah, that's Lindsay Holden. That's the reporter.
She was personally offended. I could tell. She was all shaking and huffing and puffing.
Well, good. They should all be offended because you're telling the truth about them. No, we've talked about this for several years now because Gascon, same thing, right? He's for gun control, except he will not prosecute people in L.A. County who use guns during the commission of a crime. There were no gun enhancements. They were all stripped away, and he wanted old cases to be resentenced over issues like that.
And the real reason, John, is these enhancements are really effective at sending people to prison for a long time, and they can't have that when they're trying to empty the prisons.
I mean, you don't really have any honest, intelligent debate anymore in Sacramento, do you?
No, we just get shouted down or they gaslight us with these types of ridiculous arguments
with nonsense
in the committee.
And then these activist groups show up and they're completely out to lunch.
Yeah, which is why you should never vote for a Democrat, just because we have a supermajority. There's a total imbalance here, so they don't have to talk to us. They can do whatever they want.
No. So I guess your bill I lost?
Yeah, every Democrat voted against it.
Of course they did. They're so such fakes.
Next time there's a shooting and they say, you know, what are you going to do about gun violence? You should go ask the members of the Public Safety Committee.
The thing is, on the West Side, mostly they're Democrats, right, that I live with. I know they have guns. They told me they have guns. They have guns because they're afraid of the bad guys coming into the house. But they're all for gun control. And I don't know what they make of Gascon and not prosecuting enhancements, but maybe we'll find out in November.
Well, I assume your neighbors are very rich, so they should protect themselves.
Well, they've got stuff to steal, yeah. They've got plenty of stuff to steal.
You have to, yeah. I have a gun. I think people need to protect themselves. But we have to differentiate between law-abiding citizens and criminals. And the thing about it, John, and you know this, they keep saying there's no evidence that these sentences have a deterrent effect. They keep repeating that to me. And I said, listen, genius. You take the guy who's only going to serve 2 years on your robbery. Now he's serving 20 years. Guess what? He's not going to be out to commit any more robberies.
Right.
Maybe at the next robbery, he'll kill somebody.
Yeah. So there is no statistical evidence of crimes not committed. they think they're being so clever. Yeah. How do you prove something that never happened? Oh, it's nonsense.
You can't. They're nuts. They're nuts.
I know.
People.
All right, Bill. Thanks for coming on with us. Really
Thank
good
you,
stuff.
Anytime, John.
Bill Assaley, he's the Riverside Assemblyman who called out all these fake leftist groups, and that's what this moms group is. I like, you know, they put the word moms in the title of their activist group, and they think, well, now we have a shield. We're impervious to criticism. Nobody's allowed to criticize moms. Yes, we can. When you're crazy.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
In San Francisco. You worked up in San Francisco for a few years, didn't you?
I worked in the East Bay.
It
was in Pleasanton I worked.
Did you get into the city much?
Yes.
Did you have to do the poop hopscotch when you were there back then?
No, it was beautiful for the most part back then.
Yeah.
I loved San Francisco. I mean, I didn't like the commuting there, but because I lived,
I mean, walking around
San Francisco. It wasn't, there were some areas, of course, there's always some areas. There were some areas in San Francisco that I tried to avoid, but it wasn't as bad as it is now.
Well, San Francisco has gotten a worldwide reputation for having lots of poop in the streets. And they have spent millions of dollars on public toilets, and they have more poop in the streets than ever before. And nobody understands this. This is like LA spending billions on homeless and getting more homeless. In San Francisco, they spend millions on toilets and they get more poop in the streets. Because the people who poop in the streets, they don't use the toilets because they're whacked out on drugs. They don't even know they're pooping in the streets. And you have to do what's known as the poop hopscotch. They have a story here profiling a local resident, a guy named Adam Kedzorski, and he's tired of stepping in all the feces. It's human and it's animal, and I love this. This is another like slanted story. The problem became so visible that one resident created a poop map of San Francisco, fodder for Fox News and other critics of the city. We've gotten to the point now where if you don't think people should defecate in the street, well, you must be a conservative. Are you one of those conservatives? You don't think people should be pooping in the street? Well, so judgmental. During the pandemic, feces calls dropped because people stayed home. And they put some of the homeless indoors. Remember, they put them in all the hotels. But now that people are walking around again and the whack jobs are crapping in the streets again, the calls are 17% higher than they were in 2020. And they built a lot of public toilets. They actually cut a deal with an ad agency, J.C. DeCaw. And J.C. DeCaw runs 25 toilets at no cost to the city. In exchange, J.C. DeCaw has ad kiosks downtown. So they're into advertising billboards and advertising space. And it's like, you give us these locations downtown, we'll set up these ad kiosks, and in return, we'll run these toilets. They don't call them toilets, though. The ones for the homeless are called pit stops.
Why?
I don't know. I guess toilets are
is that not, that's not PC?
It's not PC. It's, so the woke term is pit stop. And they put them in the Tenderloin and Mission districts. And that's where, you know, most of the homeless are. The program costs $12.5 million a year to run 55 toilets. They would staff them 24/7. So things wouldn't get out of hand. Did you ever hear about Steve Gregory opening up a public toilet once?
No.
Remember when the Occupy protests hit City Hall downtown?
Yes.
Well, Steve was covering it, and they had some porta potties for the Occupy people. And he was covering the story once, and he opened the door because he was going to go. Two guys were in there.
Oh, wow.
Getting it on.
Oh, my.
And so that's why they try to staff these things, because they become little sex modules for the local homeless.
It's kind of better that they do it in there, John, than out in the open or on a playground where kids are watching.
You don't want to. Yeah, that's right. You don't want to see this stuff. They've run out of money. Apparently, they can't get financing, so they've cut it from 55 to 31. Now only 9 of them are operating 24/7, and they cost a lot of money, and it hasn't reduced the amount of poop in the streets. See, I don't understand. They know these people are whacked out 24/7, either on meth or heroin or fentanyl or God knows what else they're taking. They don't care that they're relieving themselves on the sidewalks and the roads. It doesn't matter to them. So you could give them, you gave them an attendant like you have in nice hotels. I mean, probably offered them a little hand towel.
Well, at least then their hands are clean.
They are doing extra daily street cleanings and courtesy steam cleanings. You can get your street steam cleaned if you complain about the human waste that's piling up. End of civilization.
I mean, San Francisco used to be so expensive to live in San Francisco, to live in the East Bay, you know, the surrounding areas. I mean, it was just crazy.
And the first time I went there, I understood why.
Yes.
I thought it was the most beautiful city I'd ever seen.
Loved it.
Yeah, when we first moved out here. And it actually makes me very sad now when I go up there and I see what's become of it. And I don't know why the taxpayers did this to themselves, because they voted for all these crazy people. They allowed all this aberrant behavior, and it is aberrant behavior. You know, no human group and no animal group lives like this. I don't, and it's all because of the drugs, and they won't ban the drugs, and they won't force people into treatment, and they just let it happen, and it's disgusting, and people don't want to go there anymore.
I mean, it was such a huge tourist destination. I mean, that place was on so many people's bucket list. Right now, you don't want to go because you don't want to do the hopscotch. The poop hopscotch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to do that?
That's going to be an Olympic event when it comes to LA in 2028.
Oh no.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
You know, I love all these big city mayors, and a surprising number of women, and everybody is was all excited about having female mayors. And I mean, they're no different than the overwhelmed, incompetent, inept male mayors that we were plagued with. I mean, there is no real difference between Karen Bass and Eric Garcetti. There isn't. You know, he was terrible, and Karen Bass is terrible. They have all the exactly the same philosophies and beliefs, and they're also just bad at what they do. And the way Eric Garcetti allowed homelessness to flourish and would constantly lie about it and constantly create new expensive programs that failed. Now we got the Karen Bass version, where she is spending a lot of money on Inside Safe, money that she says we can't keep spending because LA City has got a big budget deficit and putting people in motels is real expensive. And she's running out of money, and what she's doing isn't working anyway to begin with. You probably heard that there's now a federal judge, David O. Carter, a federal judge wants an audit of all the homeless programs that are either funded or conducted by the city of Los Angeles, including this failing Inside Safe idea. He's not the only one. There's a second audit that's going on from the city controller, Kenneth Mejia. And he's a full-blown socialist. He's with that Democratic Socialist of America. So it's not like he wants to end the homeless programs, right? He's looking for an excuse to shut them down because it's a waste of money. He comes from a political organization that wants to waste people's money. It's designed to waste people's money. But this homelessness is too hot, because nobody, even socialists, want to blow any more money on the homeless. There's other things to spend on. So everyone is criticizing it, and they should, because Karen Bass is another phony. She has these fake statistics which indicate that she's getting people off the streets. Well, what Channel 7, ABC 7 found is part of what's going on is they clean up encampments, and then everybody comes back and then they clean it up again, and everybody comes back, and they clean it. How many times are they counting the same people? And then they put them in the motels, but there was a story out a few days ago that a lot of those people leave the motels because crazy, drug-addicted homeless people don't really like being indoors, and they have to follow rules and stuff, and they, you know, that doesn't last long. Some of them disappear. They don't know where they went. There's a huge number of these inside safe tenants that have disappeared as far as the city's concerned because there's no way to track 45,000 homeless people. That's impossible. So they don't know if they're cycling the same people. They don't know how many people just evaporate. So all their numbers are fake. You know, every year they have a census and they count the number of bodies on the streets for that three-night period. As we found out, some years, those numbers are fake. Remember the year where I think Mike Bonin might have gotten a hold of the numbers? And suddenly districts in Venice had zeros. They had an app. The homeless counters had an app, and they would punch in the homeless people they found in each neighborhood district. The app malfunctioned, and when they finally released the numbers, places that visually you could see are overrun with dozens, maybe hundreds of vagrants registered zero in the official books. Suddenly it was obvious, like, well, can't trust this. Looks like this is a load of crap. And then part of the failure of Karen Bass is the streets are as dirty and disgusting as ever. There's garbage everywhere. And now you have, and we're going to play this story. This is from ABC 7 as well. There is a Fairfax District home in L.A., and there's a home in a multi-million dollar neighborhood. There's an enormous amount of garbage in the yard. I mean, they ran a helicopter or a plane so you could see hundreds and hundreds of trash bags 5 feet high. And Karen Bass can't get this cleaned up. And I have no idea why. And this has been going on for years. So Garcetti couldn't do it either. Let's play this clip from ABC 7.
The homeowner of this trash-filled property came outside to clean up a bit, but even moving a few bags around won't put a dent in the heaps of garbage sitting in his front yard. The home neighbors call an eyesore is sandwiched between two huge multi-million dollar houses in the Fairfax District of L.A.
It smells awful. It's kind of just a distraction from everything else in the area.
In some spots, the trash bags are easily 5 feet tall, a clear indication this has been slowly growing over time. Just like neighbors' frustration.
The outside of the property needs to be cleaned, for sure. And, I mean, I can only imagine what it's like inside.
On Monday, someone called Councilmember Katie Yaroslavsky's office about the property, who in turn reached out to the city attorney's office to see what, if anything, can be done. The city has already taken action on this property before, issuing fines about 8 years ago because of, maybe no surprise, a giant pile of trash in the yard. Neighbors tell us the property was cleaned up shortly after that, but the trash started to build up again and say now it's as bad as it's been. Some who live around here but didn't want to be on camera are just as concerned about the homeowner himself.
Feel bad for somebody who is a, you know, a sweet person, but obviously has mental health issues.
The executive producer of the show Hoarders, which features properties that look a lot like this, heard about the house while getting his hair cut around the corner and thinks he could help the homeowner in more ways than one.
We have a really impressive crew of individuals that specialize in this type of cleanup, so they can come in and bring all the equipment and everything needed to take on a job this big.
Courtney LaMarco says he's learned through meeting countless people in similar situations, you also need to address the person who let it get this way, or it'll end up like last time, a temporary fix.
We provide therapy for a lot of these individuals so they can attack the root problem that's causing this.
And Councilwoman Yaroslavsky is saying in a statement tonight that she is, of course, aware of this situation going on here behind me, noting that private property owners do have an obligation and responsibility to maintain those public health standards. But that's not enough. She says she's right now working with city and county agencies to resolve this, quote, with urgency.
Katie Yaroslavsky never gets anything done unless she's publicly embarrassed. Do you remember that there was a homeless encampment on La Cienega that was there for months and months and months? We had business owners from that block on the air. And it wasn't until the Daily Mail out of London printed a huge color photograph of a naked woman, naked woman passed out on a sofa in the middle of the road. That got worldwide attention, and that got Katie Yaroslavsky to finally enforce the law. And that's what this is. You can't have garbage dumped 5 feet high on your front lawn. You're violating all kinds of laws. You have to go in there. The city cleans up the garbage and arrest this guy. And if he's got a mental health problem, then you put him away in a mental institution. I feel some bad for somebody who's a sweet person. We feel bad. How about feel bad for the whole neighborhood? These homes are worth seven figures. People are paying enormous amounts in property taxes and every other tax. And they've got a disgusting garbage dump, which just breeds all kinds of disease. You get rats, you go all animals, you'll get mosquitoes that carry disease. And you have to smell rotting, filthy garbage all day? What, do you have to have an outbreak of some terrible plague? Said one resident, it smells really bad, and I know who the guy is that owns it, and I feel bad for him. Stop feeling bad for people. The city should have cleaned it up and taken legal action against this guy. There's plenty of legal action to take. You can't have an open-air dump. And by the way, you don't see this again in most other cities in Southern California. You drive around. If there's an open-air dump, it's got to be in Los Angeles because nobody does their job. They just, you know, Katie Yaroslavsky doesn't care. And how'd you like to live with those neighbors where everybody's like, oh, I feel bad for the guy. Well, what good is that? He's still piling up garbage and you still have to smell it every day. What's wrong with everybody? Enforce the law. It's illegal to have a public dump in your front yard. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
John Cobalt Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I said earlier this hour that, it hasn't really mattered who the mayor is because Eric Garcetti is the same as Karen Bass. They've got the same bad policies, same terrible execution. We still have massive homelessness. We still have all the fake programs. Karen Bass has new fake programs. We just told you about the garbage that piled up in 5 feet deep, this garbage dump, Fairfax District house in a multimillion-dollar neighborhood. Karen Bass does nothing about that. All she's worried about is being publicly embarrassed for the 2028 Olympic Games. The Summer Olympics are coming. In fact, she has spent a lot of time recently, she and her flunkies in Paris, which is having the 2024 Games. And she's worried that the thing that Garcetti has set up, everybody's going to be in over their head because his plans were unrealistic, very costly, and they're falling apart. The LA Times did a long story today. I'm just going to do a piece of it now, maybe talk more tomorrow. But they're trying to figure out the transportation problems. We're going to end up with lots of people coming, obviously, to Los Angeles from around the world, and they're going to try to force people to use buses. One thing progressives love to do is force all of us into a bus. And the officials are calling this the car-free games. There's going to be a lack of parking, so that's going to force everyone to use public transit. So people from all over the world are going to come to Los Angeles and get stabbed on the Metro line. And, of course, they're trying to build more Metro rail lines to handle the load. But here's where Garcetti really embarrassed himself. When Garcetti landed the Olympics, he had this ambitious set of transportation goals. What they were going to do was accelerate certain transit projects that were on paper, like the Sepulveda Pass, a rail line over the Sepulveda Pass, like with the, you know, running the length of the 405, either underground or alongside the 405, an East San Fernando rail line. He called it 28 by 28. It was 28 transportation projects by 2028. And he hoped they'd all be completed before the games. The whole thing has crumbled. It was too expensive. The timeline was too short. It was completely unrealistic. It was like a child put this together. But of course, he gave speeches and had press conferences. 28 by 28. Oh, that's catchy. Metro has not been able to line up even half the money they needed to pay for them. They needed $40 billion. Wherever you get money like that for a transportation project, it's not around. Said James Moore, who's the founding director of the USC Transportation Engineering Program. The plan was never realistic on many levels, and it's taken, what, 3 or 4 years for it to fall apart completely. Frankly, it crumbled at the touch. The financing assumptions were absurd. This is all Garcetti. Many of the projects identified could not possibly be completed on time. And that's what he left behind. And Bass is staring at going, none of this is going to happen. What the hell? 2028, get out of town. You don't want to be around here. Conway.
Hey now. Hey, I did some research. I got a quiz for you. All right. Long Beach is twice the size of Malibu, California. Malibu, California has 26 homeless people that live there. Mm-hmm. Long Beach is twice the size geographically, square miles, of Malibu. 26 homeless people in Malibu. How many homeless people in Long Beach?
50.
3,700. Conservatively. So when these guys in Malibu say, hey, you know, you're racist, you're not doing your job, they're not taking their share.
Did you hear Steve Gregory's story?
I missed it.
This is a good one. Well, it he's the only one who's got it. They have arrested 70,000 homeless people in Los Angeles over the last 4 years.
Wow.
Majority of them had felony or misdemeanor warrants. The rest of them were wanted for assault with a deadly weapon or robbery.
Wow.
Or battery.
Woo!
And that's what's... We only have 45,000 homeless in the city. 70,000 arrests.
I know.
Everybody's been arrested twice over.
You know, when I was growing up...
There's criminals out there.
When I was growing up, the homeless population, you know, you gave them some food and some money. They were very nice. They're very cordial, and they didn't harass you. Now they'll wipe you out.
Oh, yeah. They're
pissed.
Everybody they dumped out of the prisons and jails. They're not living on the streets.
All right. Okay. I'm going to give them, I'm going to throw them a bone here. Can you imagine how pissed you would be? Look, you're pissed from 1 to 4 anyway. Mm,
yeah.
But can you imagine how pissed you'd be if you were homeless? I would be so angry.
Yeah. I'd be so angry, I'd get a job.
I would kill somebody. I understand their anger. I really do, man. This society has wiped them out.
Yeah.
Wiped them out. Yeah. All right. Now we got Alex Stone coming on tonight. Wendy's tried it. And now JetBlue is introducing dynamic pricing. Although I thought Wendy's got a bad rap for that. I don't think Wendy's really, you know, people misunderstood what Wendy's was doing. Taiwan, a very strong earthquake, the strongest earthquake in 25 years. We'll have some details on that. And then the Powerball drawing tonight. Worth almost $1.1 billion.
All right.
If we win, we can wipe out homelessness. Yes. Let's do it.
Conway's next.
Ding dong.
And we have Ashley Johnson.
Yes.
Live with the news in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you.
Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.